What are the benefits of being your age? Answer 1.
Being young, I have the energy and enthusiasm to explore and learn new things. There's also a sense of freedom and flexibility at this age, allowing me to take risks and pursue my passions without many constraints. This period of life is ideal for experimenting with different career paths and discovering what truly interests me. Moreover, being young means I'm more open to adopting new technologies and adapting to changes in the workplace.
Answer 2.
Actually, one of the biggest benefits of being my age is being more adaptable to change. We're at an age where we can easily learn and adapt to new technologies and ideas, which is crucial in this rapidly changing world. Being at this stage of life also means having fewer responsibilities, allowing more time for personal development and exploration. Plus, this is the age where forming new friendships and professional networks can be most impactful.
7. Do you want to change your major? Answer 1.
No, I don't think so. Computer science and mathematics are areas I am genuinely passionate about. I believe they offer a lot of exciting opportunities and challenges that align with my career aspirations. Plus, the integration of these fields in emerging technologies like AI and data science really excites me. I'm keen on being part of an industry that's constantly evolving and shaping our future.
Answer 2.
Sometimes I consider it as I have developed a growing interest in environmental science. However, I'm still weighing the pros and cons, as changing majors is a significant decision that could impact my future career path. The thought of contributing to environmental protection and sustainability is compelling. But I also need to consider the practical aspects such as job opportunities and market demand.
8. Do you prefer to study in the mornings or in the afternoons? Answer 1.
I definitely favor studying in the mornings. I find that my mind is fresher and more focused after a good night's sleep. Also, mornings are quiet and less distracting, which helps me to be more productive in my studies. This routine allows me to free up my afternoons and evenings for leisure activities or part-time work. I feel it helps maintain a healthy balance between my academic and personal life.
Answer 2.
I actually prefer learning in the afternoons. It takes me a while to get into the right mindset for studying, so I use the mornings for lighter activities or classes. Afternoons are my prime time for deep concentration and tackling complex subjects. This schedule aligns with my natural energy cycles and allows me to be more efficient with my study time. Plus, it gives me the chance to enjoy mornings without the pressure of immediate academic tasks.
9. How much time do you spend on your studies each week? Answer 1.
I typically allocate around 30 to 35 hours a week on my studies. This includes attending lectures, doing research, completing assignments, and revising for exams. It's almost like a full-time job, but I'm committed to doing well. Balancing this workload with social life and extracurricular activities can be challenging, but it's crucial for a well-rounded university experience. I also make sure to include breaks and downtime to avoid burnout.
Answer 2.
On average, I dedicate about 20 hours a week to my studies. I try to maintain a balance between my academic responsibilities and other interests. Time management is key for me to ensure that I stay on top of my coursework without feeling overwhelmed. I believe in the importance of having a holistic approach to education, which includes engaging in extracurricular activities and maintaining a healthy social life. This approach helps me develop not just academically, but also personally and socially.
10. Are you looking forward to working? Answer 1.
Absolutely. I am really eager to start my occupation. The idea of applying my knowledge and skills in a real-world setting is quite exciting. I'm looking forward to contributing to my field and gaining practical experience. I am particularly interested in startup culture and the opportunity to work on innovative projects. The prospect of being part of a team that drives technological advancements is something I eagerly anticipate.
Answer 2.
Yes, I am, though, with a bit of apprehension. Transitioning from student life to professional work is a big step, and I'm curious to see how I'll adapt. I'm definitely looking forward to the challenges and learning opportunities it will bring. I'm also aware of the importance of work-life balance and the need to continuously learn and grow professionally.